28th, and Ross was going poo in the toilet. And I told him he didn't have to take his shirt off, and he said, I just don't want my shirt to get in the poo's way. Or in the poo's way. In other words, I didn't want to get his shirt dirty. What was interesting about that was the use of just. In other words, I'm doing this because, even though you've told me it's not necessary. I told Ross not to put any paper in the toilet. And he said, why no paper? But Mommy used paper when she goes poo-poo in the toilet, my daddy. Earlier we were talking about how Marky was very little when he was born. And Ross said, yeah, and I was very born and I was very little. And you were very born and you were very little. And Mommy was very born and she was very little. But Marky wasn't born and he was very little. So Ross, you fell on your hands, huh? Do they hurt?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to wash them? What do you want to do?
I
want
to
wash them. Okay. What, how did you hurt them? You fell on them, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to know why you want a tape recorder. Why do I want a tape recorder?
Because you like it.
Because I'm going to listen to your talk.
Mark got home, came to the door and said,
We'll go home. Mark also showed hands. We were talking about Ross and Jordan's hands, and Mark showed his hands and said, hands. Mark, let me see your hands.
Hands.
Good. Good, Mark.
And Marky said, Mommy sneezed, and Marky jumped, that was scary. And he almost fell off his chair. And he pointed to the ground and he said, fall it all. And I said, what? Or I just looked at him quizzically and he pointed to get, he said to me,
Why
don't
you just give me the tape recorder so I can say it into the tape recorder?
Take your socks off.
Well, Russ said, you're a Hulk and you don't have any socks. And then he saw I had socks on. He said, take your socks off. I asked him, why do you wear those silly little pants that belong to your baby brother? And he said, because I love them.
I like them.
What?
I don't like them.
What'd you say?
I like to wear them.
Because I love to wear them. That's right. Because I love to wear them.
I like them.
You like them?
I like the
What? Ross is giving stuff to Mark, and he says, this one can be yours, right? And this will be your blanket so you can get warm, right? This is something from Ross from a few days ago, about a week ago, told me about the 21st of June. He said, I didn't know so many dump trucks. And what he meant to say is, I didn't know there were so many dump trucks running around here. And then he said, there's a dump truck coming behind us. After that, he said, why are those dump trucks messing up the street? This was all over on near Arpad Híd in Budapest. Ross said not to take something away from him because he needed it for his separation. We have no idea what it meant. He was working with a couple of toys. One of them was his blue monster and Luke Skywalker. And somehow he was making some kind of thing out of them. He had put Luke Skywalker in the blue monster's mouth and on the blue monster's back and a stormtrooper in the mouth. Anyway, this idea of I need it for my separation, it looks like he just totally didn't understand what the word meant. Ross said, you come back after you fix my Star Wars book. Because my Star Wars book is, you gotta fix my Star Wars book because my banthas are braked. I told Ross that Mr. Hennessy wouldn't let them have uniforms because they had a dog on their team, and Ross said, but the dog came out of their tummy. And how do you know that, Ross?
I don't know.
Who told you the dog came out of the tummy?
Mr.
Hennessy said that?
Yeah.
When did you talk with Mr. Hennessy?
Mm-hmm.
You
you say?
That dog came out of their tummy?
Yeah. Which dog? Snoopy. Whose tummy? Which kid's tummy?
Charlie Brown.
Came out of Charlie Brown's tummy?
Yeah.
Really? How come?
Because that's the way it
does. That's the way it does when you have a little friend? It always comes out of your tummy?
Yeah.
Did Martin come out of your tummy?
No.
Whose tummy did Martin come out of?
Mommy's
tummy. And then I saw mommy's tummy too?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Daddy, I said wrong thing.
Why did I say the wrong thing?
Mommy, you said me and mommy saw mommy's teeth.
Oh, you really came out of the tummy though, huh?
Yeah.
Asked Ross where teeth came from, and he said from the cat's door. I wasn't sure for a while. He had to answer. From the
disco.
From the disco? Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, I'm going to make... He had given Janos some beers tonight. And Ross said, why do you give Janos some of those beers, right? And I said, because his refrigerator broke, right? And Ross wanted to know why his refrigerator broke. Why did his refrigerator break, right?
Because
Darth Vader
broke it.
Darth Vader broke it? Uh-huh. Pretty mean, huh? I asked Ross what he wanted for breakfast. He said, what do I want for breakfast? I want bread and butter and jelly on my bread, right? And also, I was just recording some stuff about Mark, and Ross said, and I said I didn't want breakfast when I was in my bed. I was commenting on what he himself had said. That was apart from what Mark had said. There was also a paintbrush, and he said, no, I didn't want it. And he said, I'm going to tell Mommy about this paintbrush. It's too little for me, Daddy. He's going to complain to Mommy that I gave him the wrong brush, right? You want to put it back?
Yeah.
Okay, well then just go back and tell Mommy that you got the wrong thing.
And that was the green one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you tell Mommy. I was giving Ross some bread and butter. He said, I want a lot of that. And he pointed to the butter and a lot of that. And pointed to the plumsy one. And then I was spreading the butter. He said, but you're tipping it over. I would be careful, Dad. You might be tipping it over. Right? What did Daddy do?
What?
He pushed on the bread and almost knocked it over?
Yeah.
Okay, now how about this butter? Let's get this all straight. This is wait. Let's get this all done. The boys are hungry, huh?
Yeah.
They're so hungry, little boys. Mm-hmm. Wait. You gotta get the butter all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Ross came in and said, chuckling to him, really laughing to himself, Daddy, look at my tauntaun standing on one hand. And what he had done is he had put his erstwhile Blue Monster hooked his tail around the side of the box and put his, and so he actually was standing on one hand, except he also was getting a little help from his tail. The funny part is that he thought it was funny. Or that the interesting part is that he thought it was funny. Ross and Mark have been training around pants and jackets so they could get matching sets. Of course, they don't actually have one, so it was kind of hard. And Ross said, I have the pants of that jacket. I have the pants of that shirt. Then he corrected himself, I have the pants of that jacket that Marky has on. In other words, I have the pants of that jacket that Marky has on. Mm-hmm. Ross said, see how dark Daddy's purple shirt gets? He saw my shirt drying out on the line and it got somewhat darker from the water that was put on. What? What's wrong, honey? Where's Snoopy going in his trip? Where's Snoopy gonna go on this trip? He said, I'm stronger than Mark and Marky's stronger than I am.
Mark is saying, give me hands.
Mark is saying, give me hands.
They're putting hands against one another.
Oh, yeah. They're pushing hands against each other. Yeah. Mary, I was giving some... I was in Ross's room, and he said, "Daddy, I got something to tell you." And he invited me over, and he whispered in my ear, "Daddy, I love you." And then I whispered back in his ear, "Yes, I love you, little boy." I said, "I just got something to tell you." And I whispered back in his ear, "I love you, little boy." Then I went out and I got him a piece of chocolate. And then I told Mary to go in and do the same thing. And she went in, and before she got a chance, he said, "I love you, Mommy."
"And I love Daddy, too."
"And I love Daddy, too." And then...
I proceeded with the plan.
Right, give him the chocolate and everything.
I went ahead and whispered in his ear, and then I get...
Yeah.
"And I have a piece of chocolate for you."
Right.
He said, "I have a piece of chocolate."
He said, "But I already..."
And then later he said, "But I already got the chocolate I was..."
Yeah. And then what else did he say? "But thank you," and he said...
"Mean I get another one?"
"Oh, you mean I get another one?" That was it, yeah. Ross said, saw some of the little slices of bear cheese and said, "These are bear cheeses." Yeah, those are little packets of bear cheese, right? In other words, he uses cheese as a countdown. Also this morning he said, he was looking at the alarm clock and he saw that it has four hands on it. Hour, minute, second, and alarm. And he said, "These are the same littles and these are the same bigs. These two are the same littles and these two are the same bigs." Ross said that Han came and took him away. And then he gave him back to... Oh, Chewbacca came and took him away and then he gave him back to you guys. He gave me back to you guys. And then they lived happily ever after.
To Mommy. To you guys.
You do?
To you and Mommy and you.
Mm-hmm.
To you and Mommy and you.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, bam.
Why did he take you away?
Because he just put me in
just to put you in the Falcon?
Yeah.
So you can see what it was like?
Well,
that's not bad. Ross said, "Why did you get chocolate milk? Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate milk." And you started singing. And he said, "Hey, I want a straw." And I said, "Nope, don't have any." He said, "Why not? Because you used them all up?" And I said, "Yeah." Mm-hmm.
Why did you?
Well, Ross said, "I'm not crying." Mark had fallen and hurt himself. And Ross said, "I'm not crying. You know why I'm not crying? Because I didn't fall." By the way, today is 2nd of July. I asked Ross when he was going to go back to his bed. He said, "Well, it's early in the morning." He doesn't want to go back to his bed. By the way, it's late at night now. And then I said, "Are you going to go back to your bed soon?" He said, "Soon is a long time, Daddy." Is really soon a long time? No, it isn't. Soon is soon. It's not a long time. No, soon means right away. What does soon mean?
Right away.
What does it mean?
It means a long time.
A long time?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody's coming soon? What does it mean? What does it mean then?
It doesn't mean
it doesn't mean a long time, does it? It means they're coming real soon.
They're coming real soon.
That means they'll be here right away. Not a long time.
No. Yeah.
Right now. I know. So soon means right now. It doesn't mean a long time. No. Sorry, honey.
What?
I'm sorry you were wrong.
What?
Were you wrong? Who was wrong?
You.
No, you twerp. You twerp, Bubba. Who's the big twerp, Bubba, in this family?
You.
No, you're the big twerp, Bubba.
You're the big twerp, Bubba.
Who's the biggest twerp, Bubba, in this family?
Dad.
No. The little boy.
No, you're the biggest.
I'm the biggest twerp, Bubba. How about Mommy? Is she a twerp, Bubba?
No, she's a silly.
She's a silly Mommy?
Yeah.
And what are you, little twerp, Bubba?
I'm
But what are you? What are you? What are you? Okay, I'm Turbo. What are you?
A silly duck.
A silly duck. You quack?
Yeah.
How do you go?
Quack, quack.
You are a silly duck. You are a silly little duck, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, silly duck. We'll turn off the tape recording, okay?
Quack, quack.
What does that mean?
Quack, quack.
Why are you doing it?
Quack, quack.
Why are you doing that noise?
Because I want food. Quack, quack.
What would you like to eat?
That's food. Quack, quack.
I don't have any duck.
Okay, Mary was talking about Darth Vader and Don Giovanni and the devil, and evidently Ross realizes that both Darth Vader and the devil are the same type of people. They're a dark lord. Thank you, Mary.
Ross saw a picture of Modad Imre of Ember Togediayo. And he said, this is the first devil in the world. Well, I asked, why is he the first devil in the world? He said, because he's so mean. He had a long mustache coming way down. Pretty mean guy, huh? Is there another devil? Who's the other devil?
Just one devil.
Okay, just one devil. But what about Darth Vader?
He is a dark lord, and the devil is a dark lord.
He's a dark lord, and there's a lot of dark lords. Devil's one dark lord, and Darth Vader's another dark lord. Hey, you're dropping your bed on the floor. Your mouth.
Oh, Ross, the pee-pee man urine, he asked me, do other people, big people, talk urine? In other words, do other people call it urine just like you do? Ross said, Sia means hi and bye, which of course is what it does mean. Okay, go get Mom. We'll all play together. Ross said, you know what am I? I'm Han Solo, and I got a blaster, and that... a present for me?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it, honey?
It's toys.
Toys. For your daddy?
Yeah.
Can I keep them? What do I do with them?
You waste them.
Oh.
You waste them?
That sounds awfully fun. I could play with them all day.
Yeah.
That's a nice present. How did you think of that present?
Of my heart.
Of your heart, Mommy. He's a gooey little sweetie. Did you think of it of your tummy too? Just from your heart?
Can I kiss your heart? Your heart's okay.
Good.
Heart is good.
Heart is good. You've got a good little heart. You know that?
Where do you have your heart?
Same place, right there.
There?
You want to kiss my heart? I've got a good heart too. Oh, isn't that nice?
Let's play the cartoon,
please. Okay, well, we're telling a story about this first. Okay, what does Mark say? What does the thing Mark was playing around saying?
Look at
C. Look at C. Look at C, Mark.
And then he said, look at C.
Look at
C. Look at
C. Look at. And what else? And what did Ross? Ross, we forgot what Ross said.
No, I said, Ross was, you said, how are you today, Ross? And I very quickly said, Ross is a darling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ross was just a darling.
And I said I was a darling.
Uh-huh. And Ross very quickly, just right on the heel of my having said it, turned to you and said, I was just a darling.
Yeah. I thought Ross was just a darling, and you know, I said, yeah, I was just a darling.
May I take this off?
Yeah. Ross said, may I take this off? It was his band-aid. And he said, but this is breaked. He means this is broken, right, Ross?
Yes, broken.
Can we see your black little toe? How's it coming? Is it looking better? See, there's all new part. See the new part here? This is all new right down here. You see the new part? You see the nice new part right down here? It's all clean. And the other part is coming off. Do you want me to cut a little piece?
No.
You'll have less black if I cut it.
Hmm?
If I cut it, the black will go away.
Take off.
Would you like me to just cut the black part off?
Yeah.
Okay, can you wait and I'll get a scissors?
No, cut that.
Just that part, right? Okay, would you wait?
No, yeah. Daddy!
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Here you go.
Cut the nail. No.
It's a little nail.
Scissors
the nail's a little
sharp.
Yeah, they're really sharp.
I use the sharp scissors.
Sure, I will. Just hold on
a second.
Ross said, you wanted to go poo-poo, so we turn on the light. If you don't turn on the light, I won't be able to see. And then he said, I did big poo, Daddy. Want to come and see it? Come on and see it.
Yeah.
Good, you're doing a big one.
Then a big one.
I know. Excellent. We have a door open here. You want the light on?
Yeah.
Also, he said, I said, you want to go pull on Marty's little baby? He said, no, I want to go on the big toilet where Big Brothers go. Hey, Daddy, I'm not going to put too much paper in the toilet because I got little paper. Come on and see my little paper. Oh, do you see my little paper, Daddy? You don't see it. Come on and see it. Right. Ross was listening to me make my recording about how Marty said Popeye the Sailor Man, and Ross corrected me, said Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Piper! Piper. Yeah, okay, fine. Right. Ross said when I was a little boy I wore diapers, and then when I grew up I was a big boy at Denver, because I wore coats and I went to folk dancing. What did you say? I wore coats? What'd you do?
I'm wearing my blue coat.
Are you?
I'm my blue coat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm my blue coat.
Not the other one.
Huh? My blue coat is
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. My blue coat is in the garage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's big blue coat, yeah.
In Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The garage.
Mm-hmm.
The garage in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Because
we're Jedi's.
Ross said, no, no, to Mark. And I said, what, did you do something bad? He said, yeah, I took my tape recorder out and he's trying to break it. Right? What else happened last night?
Why so bad?
Because I love you.
And you don't want to stay all by yourself?
Right.
But why are you going without me here?
Because we went out real late tonight.
Oh.
Next time we'll take you, honey.
Huh?
We should have taken you.
But six. Me was sunny.
When it's sunny?
Hey, I want to watch the Muppets.
You want to watch the Muppets, huh?
Yeah.
Early in the morning on Muppet TV?
Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No Muppets in Hungary, honey.
Huh?
And no Muppets in Hungary.
Why?
What we have is Muzzle.
Oh.
Little Muzzle.
Remember on a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that little stray?
Little pig.
Huh?
A little pig.
Oh.
A bestie messa. Above on a muzzle, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a reaching out a muzzle.
What does that mean?
Reaching out a muzzle.
Exactly.
Yeah, see. Film.
Film?
Film.
Oh. What is called... Good.
History.
What is called... Don't you say weather gun?
Good hiatus. History.
What does that mean?
Start to go to gun.
New people.
Let it be. Is that better?
Shoot star. Shoot.
Let it be. Yes, you're right.
Shoot star face.
Let it be a dark face.
Stop to the shoot star face.
I'll do it on yourself. Let it be dark face.
What does that mean?
Start to shoot dark face.
Shoot dark. Thank you.
Ludwig Darth Vader.
Inga.
You want a blanket? Mm. Want your blanket. Okay. What? There you go. Last night, Ross was dreaming, he said, kill pigs or get pigs. And I don't know what it was about. What happened last night with the pigs, Ross? What happened last night with the pigs? I told Ross, and now sleep. And he said, who said that? And I said, the Wizard of Oz. He said, no, you're supposed not to be the Wizard of Oz. And I said, who am I supposed to be? And he said, you're supposed to be Daddy. Huh? And Daddy can't say that?
No.
Why not?
Kidding.
I'm just kidding, and my name is Daddy Brian.
Yeah.
And what do I do?
I'm trying to do something good.
Try something good to you, Sonny?
Yeah.
I'm going to do something good to you, Sonny.
No, I'll go right here. You be Santa Claus.
Okay, I'll be big fat Santa Claus. Oh, Marty fell. Oh, Mark.
What?
Oh, Mark.
What?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm falling this up out.
You want to come back?
Huh?
You want to come up here?
Okay.
Marty wants to come back up.
Can you be some falls on your leg, okay? Snap your reindeers.
Snap my whip at my reindeers. Get going, reindeers. On Dancer, on Prancer, on Comet, on Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Prancer, on Vixen.
Do that again.
Step sound. Mentally awful.
Okay, well,
Star Trooper is
going to
come.
Santa Claus?
Listen.
What?
I'm hearing.
Hey, Miss Claus. I'm going to unwrap my
plane. Okay.